Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk. It's the show where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, Tan Court.
And he actually had his coat made to actually turn his coat.
In both ways.
In both ways, because he owned some land, and the land was actually in the middle of two wars.
But going back to the growth mentality, let's say, that doesn't have to be limited with science or any other industry, is that even in friendship or life, if you have a growth mentality, you're not afraid to be correct.
Well, according to dictionary.com, Tan Court is a person who changes to the opposite party or faction, reverses principles, or a renegade, or if you like, a traitor. So, what do you do when this happens to you, or when you meet someone like this? Well, if your friends decide to do that, what can you do? Well, tonight on Let's Talk, we'll explore this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner, so please stay tuned. Well, first, welcome to the show, my colleagues in the house, Kathy Stanley. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Sunday. Good to be here again.
Okay. And Alvin Singano, all the way from Central Africa. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be back.
All right. Tan Court is tonight's topic here on Let's Talk. Well, how do you deal with a Tan Court? I spoke to a colleague, Salim, and I wanted to know her take.
You know what? I got to be honest.
Okay.
I did not know what exactly that term embodied until we had this discussion.
You're not alone in that one. Trust me. Even the whole panel didn't know about this either. Mm-hmm. Okay. One guy told me, you know what? Someone to change, to go against another group could be a good thing too. People will call that person, oh, this guy is bad, a Tan Court, he betrayed us and all that. But it's not always a bad thing.
It really is not.
Now, yeah, can you tell me why you think so?
Here's why I think that.
Okay.
Okay. I think there are two frame of minds in our world. Okay. I think that there's a growth mentality and there's a fixed mentality.
Okay.
And so what that means is growth mentality is you always approach things in a way that you don't think something is absolute. Like, even science is not absolute. A vaccine or a drug or some sort of pill that was invented or found or discovered at some point might be changed at another point. Or maybe in time, studies or scientific research might find something different that would benefit the world or the person or the people that are using it. And so that might be able to, I mean, the notion that that is a set thing and it's absolute is such a wrong notion to have, because changes, right?
Things do change, yeah.
Science changes. I'm just
changes
giving one example as science.
Okay.
But going back to the growth mentality, let's say, that doesn't have to do with science or that doesn't have to be limited with science or any other industry, is that even in friendship or life, you know, if you have a growth mentality, you're not afraid to be corrected.
You look like a very outspoken person, so don't you maybe think of running for office at some point?
No, I really truly believe that there is a purpose in journalism. Okay. I really think that my role in life is to advocate for the principles of what journalism can do.
And are you ready to be called a Tan Court if that comes in, for those principles you believe in?
Maybe I would have a eureka moment. This is such a great segue you're bringing up. I didn't know that it was going to turn on me.
But it did.
It did. It just did. Maybe I'll become a diplomat. I don't know. And in fact, because the journalists deal with a lot of information, and information is power, as we know, in any industry, be it military, be it without information, you can't really function or do the right, take the right decisions in leadership as well. So,
and well said. Looking forward for your candidacy.
What about you? Are you thinking about you're not thinking about becoming?
No, I'm good with journalism. Running. I think I can make a very good contribution to my people by being behind the microphone. So
you're not going to run for office? Is that what you're saying? Are you really not running for office?
No, I won't run
this
for office.
This is on the record.
This is on the record.
What happens if you change your mind?
You can call me a Tan Court. Thank you, Salim. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing Tan Court. Okay, back to the studio. So, everybody I spoke to today said, I've never heard of this word. Where did this word come from anyway? So, originally, when I dig, it said a person who tried to hide the badge of his party or a leader was a Tan Court. This is because the expression came from changing principles or changing a party. And this is recorded back in the 1560s.
Wow. No wonder we've never heard of it, right?
Right. Okay, and that is according to the dictionary.com. But of course, you can hear it in some places. It was used when you remember Colin Powell, the general, when he decided to endorse Barack Obama.
Okay.
Yes, some people called him a Tan Court. Because he's a Republican, he went to endorse a Democrat, and it was like, wow, how can he do this? He's a Tan Court. So, hey, that's what people did. But anyway, when this happens to you, what do you do? Do you think this person is a bad human being? You cannot deal with him anymore? All things happen in life. I don't know. You tell me. Kathy Stanley, you're a woman. And from a woman's perspective, could be different. Tell me something about this.
I think it is something that just happens in life.
Okay.
Now, I want to kind of understand the term a little bit more.
Okay.
Turn coat. Does it mean that you're playing both sides? So say if you're one party, you want to switch over to another party. Does that mean you hide yourself from that one party to your advantage, and then you turn back to that party? Or does it mean you just turn your back and you're a traitor altogether?
You just turn.
Is that what that means?
That what means. You just decided, you know what, I am going to turn around, and this court is turning on the other side from A to B.
And it happens. People change their mind.
Okay.
But I did read that, you know, in the early
through.
Yeah, you know I did a little research.
That's good.
But it did say that it was a duke, and he actually had his coat made to actually turn his coat
in both ways
because he owned some land, and the land was actually in the middle of two wars. Did you realize that?
Mm-mm.
The French and the Saxon.
Okay.
And so when they were on his land, he would turn his coat. If it was the French side, he would turn his coat to the white side.
Wow.
And if it was the Saxon side, then he would change his coat to the blue side.
So he's both sides.
So that's what I mean.
Right, yeah.
He was playing both sides.
I feel you.
So that's what I was wondering. Is it
just one way or just go all over?
Exactly.
So if that is the case, would you think that it'd be a clever thing to do, a good thing to do, or just, as you say, it's life? I don't know.
Well, some people say it's not a good thing to do, right? From what I understand, it's not a good thing to do.
Okay.
Because you're a traitor.
Uh-huh.
And who wants to be called a traitor?
Nobody.
But yet, sometimes you change your mind, right?
Yeah, people do change their mind.
People do change their mind.
And you can't stop them.
And you can't stop them.
That's right. What about you, Alvin Singano?
I think from my perspective, it's, you know, people grow, change perspectives, you know, evolve, outgrow certain relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay if someone changes, you know. I don't think it's a bad thing if you change your mind on a subject or change political parties. I think it's okay. It's acceptable.
And when you say evolve, you reminded me of something, you know. You remember during the election time when President Obama was in an interview, and this was the time they were talking about relationships, and they spoke about gay relationship. And he said, I've evolved. Changed his mind. I said, you know what? I've evolved, I think.
I like that term.
Yeah.
No, I like that term.
Right?
Because it is true. You do change your mind.
Sometimes you can do that, right?
Why is that a bad thing?
Exactly.
Right. It doesn't have to be a bad thing.
Doesn't have
it's
to be a bad thing.
It's actually healthy. It's good. If you don't change, that means maybe something isn't right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you're playing both sides, it's
then
bad.
That's
right,
really
right.
Like the king that was
exactly.
doing it.
That's a bad thing.
That's not a bad thing. That
right.
king is protecting his land.
That's right, his land.
Right.
Exactly.
That's,
right.
That's,
The king was trying to protect his land and trying to protect himself. So maybe that's the business side of you perspective, maybe.
That's true, playing both sides. So true.
So true.
Wow. Yeah. It's hard to do that, though. Well, we'll talk about it. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing Turncourt. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Now, if something plays on both sides, it can be tough, it can be good, it can be bad, as you say, and sometimes who knows what you're trying to do, but you have to be very, very smart. Okay, I spoke to my colleague Caleb, and I wanted to know his take.
The term Turncourt is mostly synonymous with a regime change in a country.
Okay.
Which is very interesting because you'll see a country that generally, let's say, is capitalist. For example, let's throw in Bernie Sanders.
Okay.
For the first time in American history, we're having a socialist, the Democratic, leading the Democratic ticket. He's had the most donations in the quickest amount of time. So if this guy gets elected, we're witnessing a Turncourt. A shift in the paradigm of the United States consciousness becoming more socialist and accepting it. So if that new person runs, most likely, if the Turncourt doesn't exist, then he will not get elected because people prefer the old regime.
Right.
But a Turncourt is essentially saying that a shift in people's thinking.
And that is what happened in France. They didn't know it would happen, but it happened in France.
Right.
And in the meantime, as you say, Bernie Sanders is almost leading, but he's not leading yet. He's just leading in some parties, and if you go the totals, Clinton's at 40%, Bernie Sanders at 25%, but of course he's getting a lot of
attention. More closer than that. Yeah,
a lot of attention since the debate has been getting more attention.
And the most significant thing is money, because money is such a huge component to elections. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders is able to raise so much money, but he's not raising it through the big banks. He's not raising it through Wall Street like Hillary Clinton is doing. So that speaks much more volume because he's just able to raise a huge amount of money from, with the average dollar amount being $26.
From regular people.
Regular people. There is a shift in the paradigm.
And that is also a good example here that you find out in Africa right now. In Tanzania, for instance, they have elections coming up. Mm. And the main opposition guy used to be in the ruling party, Chama Cha Mapinduzi, for so many years, 40 years. And then all of a sudden, he decided he's going to join the opposition. Now, this guy's a Turncourt. But at the same time, he has a lot of support. And at the same time, you see in Uganda. We have another example in Uganda. Amama Mbabazi. He used to be a prime minister in the ruling party.
Okay.
Now, he's his own opposition party.
Uh-huh.
It is getting his support. Mm. So I think, as you say, in some places, it could not be a bad thing. Maybe it can be change that people want to see.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, is what you want to see, what you want to do. But also, what about your personal friends? Example, I'm your friend, and I'm all of a sudden decided to turn my way out from you. Just saying, is that still going to be something you can respect and say, hey, all you think is just a traitor and you don't want to deal with it?
Well, if we're talking about the term turncoat from the references that
that
I'm aware of, it's usually about groups of people who are changing. So, and one of the things that is so interesting about that is when we see groups, massive amounts of people changing their minds, it's not usually every single mind that is changing individually for individual reasons. Most of the time, it's something called groupthink. And groupthink is very popular in today, especially with the rise of social media. And people are essentially looking for ways to feel about something. So let's say Bruce Jenner comes out. So essentially some people might feel like, okay, that's whatever. But if they go on Twitter and see everyone attacking him, they're going to start to sway their thinking. So that's when groupthink becomes a problem.
Thank you, Caleb. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing Turncourt. A reminder, tonight Let's Talk, we're discussing Turncourt. So back to you guys in studio. As I said prior, General Colin Powell, at some point, he was called a Turncourt. But it was just of him speaking his mind. As you said, he decided that, you know what, I'm going to support Obama regardless, although he was not a Democrat and he's not a Democrat today.
Right.
But he decided I'm going to support this guy. And he threw his support. But that's a tough thing to do, too.
It is tough. It is tough. Especially something like that. Political, that is tough.
Because it's political.
Yes.
And you know you have your people around you, and they're all looking at you like, what is he talking about, you know?
You're a traitor.
You're a traitor. Exactly. That's what the term will come from there. He's guys right. a traitor.
Exactly.
We can't deal with him anymore.
He's disloyal to his party.
Exactly. Although he's not saying he's switching parties, right. but maybe in his heart he's switching, we don't know.
Exactly.
And that's very tough.
But he had his reasons, though.
Exactly.
He had his reasons.
And he stood by it. So does it show you that it is very hard sometimes to accept people when they think you are a turncoat?
Oh, yes, yeah, very hard. It's very hard, I think, to even change your mind and go to another side.
Right.
Depending on what it is.
Exactly.
Depending on what it is. You know, I'm thinking of even in the work world, think about when you work for an agency and you're in one department,
mm-hmm.
then you move to another department.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people say, oh, you're a traitor.
Exactly.
You left us and you went to another department. I've heard that a lot. That's why I mentioned
it. Oh, okay. Talking from experience, right?
Well, not necessarily experience, but I've heard other people say.
And I think even Elvin, you can talk about this, especially in our politics in Africa. We know when people have this one party they believe, it's hard to find them switching to another party. But it happens. A good example in Tanzania right now, they have a former prime minister who was a lawyer and a loyalist to this party, CCM, which is the incumbent party. He grew up in that party, became a prime minister, rose to the ranks. And finally, he decided to leave that party and joined the opposition.
Interesting.
And to run for the presidency.
Wow. That's big.
That's big, right?
That's big. You have a lot of courage to do that.
Exactly.
Right?
It takes a lot of courage. So how do you think we can still find people doing this in our generation? I don't know what you think for your own part, but it's not an easy thing to do, but it happens. And people do this all the time.
Right.
In political parties, in soccer teams, mm-hmm. you find one guy playing for this team, and the next thing you know is another team. And they're like, what is going on here?
True, very true.
So what do you think? Is this something that we could see happening and maybe people losing friends, losing family, losing, I don't know, business interests, as you say,
right.
because just you decided to do that?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look at the decision, if you're making a decision to move, you know, if it's a strategic decision for you, your family and your interests, you know, economically, politically, you know, you have to make the decision, you know, like the outcome might not be
the way you want it to
right,
be.
Might not be the right outcome. People are gonna, you know, some people might be brushed the wrong way, but you have to make, you know, the move, you know, like when LeBron went to Miami.
Good point.
I'm telling you, remember
what
happened?
Anybody's not going to be happy about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Very good
but
point.
Yes,
a
great point at that
right.
time.
Right.
So.
That's right.
Cleveland went crazy,
That's
went on
true.
Fire.
How
they
he,
burned his jersey.
How could he have done that?
Exactly.
How could he leave us?
He's again, our own son.
And what was he called? A traitor.
A traitor.
Right.
But he did what he had to do.
Yeah,
that's
and
right.
he got
to get his ring, right?
And then he came back.
That's true. But you know, you have to be strong to
yeah.
do that. Think about all the people who were against him.
Uh-huh.
So many people.
A lot of people in his hometown were so mad against him.
They
didn't want to hear LeBron's name.
Yes.
When he went back there to play, they booed at him.
That's right.
No, they accepted him with open arms because they wanted...
No, no, I'm saying when he was playing for Miami,
okay.
playing his hometown.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They booed him.
Absolutely.
They didn't want to see him anymore.
You're right.
But guess what? He's now another hometown hero.
Of course.
And again, he had reasons.
He had reason to do what he did, yeah.
No one really knows, of course, exactly, but he had his reasons.
So it's not always a bad thing
it's
if people call you a turncoat. There may be a reason that you're doing what you're doing, and maybe it's for the best of you or
true.
For your life.
Right.
So we're learning something here.
Very true. But why do people think it's a bad thing then?
Exactly.
If someone calls you
a turncoat,
you're going to feel a little bad.
Exactly.
You know, I turn my back on my party or my team
mm-hmm.
or my friends. It's not a bad thing, though.
It's not.
Because, again, you have reasons.
People get disappointed. People are always going to be disappointed. They always want you to do what they want to do. Or, you know, so when you're making the decision, you can't always think about how it's going to affect everyone else.
True. Very true.
Right. Because it's at the end of the day, it's your decision, your career, your business, your political agenda. So.
Very true.
Your
very
life.
True. Exactly. Yeah, everything. Look, your life, right. Is that being selfish?
I don't know.
Is it being selfish?
Think so. Maybe
I don't
not.
Think so.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. You have to look out for yourself, right?
But it's being strong, is also.
Oh, it's being very strong.
You can't just do it, you know?
You can't just do it.
You gotta be strong. Okay, you're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. I'm in our Washington studio with Kathy Stanley and Alvin Singano. Back in a moment. Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, and I'm your host, Sunday Shomari. Now, as you said, guys, it's not always a bad thing. But Kathy, how would you convince a friend of yours, like your own friend, like, you know what, if one day you decide that you're not on my team, you're turning your back on me, I'll be okay. I'll be okay. Really? Oh, your own family member, or your friend, or your daughter, your son, whoever.
Right.
Do you think it's easy to accept that it's going to be okay?
I mean, for easy, you? Easy for me to accept?
To accept that.
Well, no, but in a way, again, just like we were saying earlier, you got to think about yourself and what's the best thing for you. So if it's the best thing for me, then I'm going to have to go with it, and that person's going to have to understand.
And if it's a friend of yours who decided to turn back on you, how about that?
If a friend decided to turn their back on me, it's kind of hard to accept.
I know, right?
Like a best friend?
Yeah, like a best friend, yeah.
Oh, that's hard to accept. But then I'm going to have to think about, well, what are their reasons? Mm-hmm. Right? And then I'm going to have to really search my soul and say, okay, then they have their reasons. And if I have my reasons, they have their reasons. And there's nothing you can do, right, but accept it.
Okay, so maybe you will accept it. Let me ask Alvin. Maybe this is from the woman's point of view. I don't understand. Let's see
women
what about from
a
man's point of view.
You know, women, we're strong.
What about you, brother? You have your friend. You say, we are brothers. We are friends. And all of a sudden, this friend of yours is doing something you never expected.
Right.
Going totally against you, saying things you never expected, and you thought you and him had the same thinking. And all of a sudden, this guy is not. And he's leaving your team, moving to the other team. You know, there are those, like, brotherhoods and stuff. Right. We're friends with this group. And all of a sudden, this guy's not in this group. He's in another group.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah, how do you think you're going to take it as a man?
It's hard. It's hard. It hurts. You know, you can be disappointed, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, I try to understand and learn from the experience and try to figure out why do they do that. What their motives, intentions, you know. And then from my perspective, you know, I learned to let people go. If you want to move on and do, you know, it's cool.
That's a good point.
Right.
You know how they say if a person walks out of your life, let them walk because they really weren't supposed to be there.
Really?
Have you ever heard that?
Yeah, I've heard, yeah.
Right.
It was not meant to be here. That's what I heard.
Exactly.
Let it go. But man, I'm hurting, you know?
It's definitely hard. There's no doubt about it. Yeah,
because like a good example is like when you get married, for us we're married, you know, your boys are coming to you. Really? You decided now you're out of the bachelor's club?
They tell you
it's a big deal because you're out of the bachelor's club. And this means if you guys are used to hang out at night, every night, every weekend, watching football, watching soccer, drinking beer, doing whatever, that is not going to happen no more.
That's true.
Because you're not in the bachelor's club. So you're like, oh, we miss somebody here. They're going to miss you. Your boys will miss you. And you're like, you know what? I'm going to miss you guys too.
But that's not being a traitor.
No, not being a traitor.
No, it's not.
It's just you're cutting those ties.
Right, exactly.
That we have back in the days before we got married.
Your life is changing.
Like, yes.
That's it.
There's changes there.
Life changes.
But some people don't accept changes. You know that?
Right.
That is true. But in a way, it's a good thing. Isn't it a good thing? You think?
I realize that there's always going to be backlash, whatever decision you make, whether it's moving forward in your career. Some people are going to be unhappy. Some people are going to be happy. So there's always going to be some kind of backlash. That's the word I was looking for earlier.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm looking for. Okay.
So you got to wait out and see, and then. As long as it works for you. If you're getting married, man,
you'll miss your brother.
Right.
But it's all right.
He's getting a family, and, you know?
You got to support your brother.
Right.
Because people, man, I mean, I've seen people saying that I've been married, but my friends want me to hang out every night, maybe every weekend with them. And that's not going to fly with my family.
No, you can't do that every
weekend. So when you tell them, I am married, I cannot hang out as I used to back in the days, some of them get upset. Especially like the ones you had if it was a best friend, and your best friend is still single. What happens?
Your best friend's going to have to realize that he's going to have to look. He's going to have to share you a little bit. Am I right? Is that a good word?
Maybe.
You have to share you a little. But, of course, your family and your wife comes first.
Right.
And, again, it's all about change.
Exactly. And when it comes to that, some people don't accept changes. They don't take changes well very much. Maybe I should say that. So it becomes a problem. So that's what people.
But you're not a turncoat.
You're a turncoat, yeah. You're not a turncoat.
You're not a turncoat.
You're not a turncoat. But some people want to label you as one,
exactly.
And you're not, you know?
It's totally different.
You've just evolved in a different set of life, and things have changed, and you don't want to hang with these people no more.
Exactly. Totally different.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, guys. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing turncoat. You tune to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. It's time now for the unusual story of the week.
A man and his friend are both under arrest after they broke into the man's neighbor's apartment and swapped out their furniture. The neighbors, a couple, returned home to find a number of their belongings, including a love seat, a matching couch, a mattress, pots, pans, and a number of other things were gone. And in their place was a recliner and a TV stand. The couple also found a pizza receipt on the floor that had the name of one of the men who broke in. So police were quickly able to track them down. The man living next to the couple also left a traffic ticket in the apartment containing all of his contact information. He told police he had heard his neighbors talking about moving and thought they had just abandoned the apartment with all the stuff in it. Both men pled not guilty to residential burglary and are awaiting their sentencing.
Thanks, and that's it for our show on Turncoat. A big thank you to my guests. And in the studio, thanks to Kathy Stanley. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Sunday. Always good to be here.
All right. And also thank you, Mr. Alvin Singano.
Thank you very much, sir. It's a
pleasure. All right. Thank you so much. And, of course, our producer is Jackson Mvunganyi. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942 and leave us a message. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for the exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be beauty versus brains.
Oh,
don't forget to tune in.
Interesting.
Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat. Tuesdays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.